and from chicken to carp. The Asian carp, brought to this country decades ago to control vegetation in commercial fish ponds, has long since escaped and become an invasive species in Arkansas and much of the central United States. Now, the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission is trying to promote Asian carp as food. Ron Breeding from our content partner KUAR in Little Rock recently spoke with Steve Wildman Wilson about a media event last night that was designed to make us think of Asian carp as something to put on the dinner table.
This afternoon, Tuesday afternoon, you guys are doing an event down at the Nature Center downtown Little Rock called Flying Fish Great Dish. And I think a lot of folks in Arkansas may be aware of the invasive Asian carp, but now you guys are trying to promote them as a food fish, right?
Well, exactly right. And this is totally different from the common carp that most Arkansans think about, you know, when they're around here in Arkansas. These are Asian carp, which means the big head carp and the silver carp. These are the fish that you've probably seen on TV or on YouTube that basically jump out of the river, flying fish as you go down the river, and the vibration of the motor makes them jump for some reason. But what the problem is, they are really plankton eaters, and they were brought here many, many years ago for that reason, to help clean up some vegetation. And since then, we've had floods like we're having now, and they escaped from where they were brought to, and now they're all up and down the Mississippi Delta rivers and things like that, and they're really causing a problem because they're competing with our other plankton-eating fish, and also there can be a danger if you're going down the river in a boat. I mean, these things are 40 and 50 pounders. They can jump out of the water and hit you in the face, and so it can be dangerous to you as well.
Wow, that sounds like a big fish. So, but they can be caught with a fishing pole and a line, just like any other fish?
No, not really, and that's one of our problems. About the only way you can catch these things is either snagging them, you know, like below the dams, or commercial fishermen. So what we're trying to do here, we've got a chef in town, Philippe Paroli. He's from Louisiana, and he has got recipes how you actually prepare and fix these Asian carp, where they are very, very tasty. So our goal in this is really to try to create a demand for these fish, to where people would start requesting them at their fish markets, and then the fish markets would hopefully request them from the commercial fishermen, and then the commercial fishermen would start catching them and process them and make some money on it, and then that would help us get rid of some of these fish that are becoming a hazard to us.
Is this something that is actually working in other states?
Not really. We're just trying to get it started. It's all about marketing. It's all about telling people about the, you know, like we're doing, you know, here this week, telling people about the carp, how good it is to eat, how to prepare it, where people will develop a taste for it, and then start the demand. So we're trying to get the ball rolling right here.
So I'm sure you've eaten a lot of native fish over the years. What would you compare it to?
I have never eaten it. I'm going to tonight.
Oh, you're
going to
check it out for the first time, too?
I'm going to have my first carp tonight. But I'll tell you what, I like just about any kind of fish as long as it's fried.
Well, we'll get a report later. Thanks a lot for talking to us, Steve Wildman Wilson of the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission.
Ron Breeding from our content partner KUAR in Little Rock talked to Steve Wildman Wilson yesterday. This is Ozarks at Large.